It's been a time of thoughtfulness and a time of reflection, and somebody who has done a lot of that lately is Karin Wiedemeyer from Sandpoint, a director of the Sandpoint Conservatory. And good morning, Karin.
Good morning, Vern. Thank you. Good morning, everybody out there.
I'm going to project that two things have gone on for you, as for so many of us, in that there's been a need for some different thinking and some unique thinking and some deeper thinking. But there's also been opportunity for that same kind of thinking as we've been in different metabolisms and with different time on our hands. Has that been true for you too?
For sure, of course. You know, in being involved in the arts, I do observe what I will refer to as an emergence of a potential renaissance. You know, I have given, of course, a recent year a lot of thoughts, and my platform is slightly different. Yes, I am the director of the Music Conservatory, but my background is somewhat unique, and this is why, Vern, I've contacted you, because I'd like to take a different angle on what we're experiencing right now. Academically, I'm an archaeologist, so I'm fairly good in finding gold. And artistically, I'm an opera singer, so I can say a loud message. And this message is such that I'd like to discuss. I'd like to give it as much vigor as possible, because I can see truly the arts as a vehicle in for us as a society where we are right now, helping us digest the experiences that we have been going through.
And so let's start with your archaeology and historical aspect, by which you've really looked at context on what's going on now.
I have. And as an archaeologist, I always look into the future. So it's okay, what fingerprints are we going to leave behind, or artifacts of our experience here that we will be finding and looking at in 100 plus years from now? And what will that message be that we are going to give to the future generations? So right now, I think it's a really good time, because our experience right now is truly unique. And I think that what we are seeing and feeling is worth a message that we need to capture. And art tends to be a beautiful vehicle to create a window into, well, the past, looking at what people will be seeing in the future, so, looking back at these times.
So I don't want to presume too much, and maybe it would seem obvious, but how would you describe what we are seeing and feeling right now?
Well, one of the things, of course, is that the duration of the time that involves, the pandemic, among other things, is over a year. And that is a very, very long time to be exposed to this particular experience, because it involves isolation, for example, which is not really what we're very good at. Humans tend to be communal beings, and to keep them in isolation over a long period of time is very, very difficult. That has, from what I see, has created inner tension. I will see an uptick in aggression, anxiety, depression. So all of these outcomes are very apparent to me right now. I want to share one little blip that I saw. It was during the lockdown, and I came to the school, and there was nobody here, and there was nobody outside, and it was dead silent. It was really eerie. Not a car, not a bird, no person, no tone, no nothing. And I felt like I had stepped through another portal to a different universe. And I noticed that our clocks in my office and in actually the foyer had stopped. And it's still to this time at 11:46. So this will be a special date for me. But I know a time. I know that many people have felt probably the same. They've looked out of the window and say, okay, this is extraordinary. And it's not just for a moment, but it's for days or weeks or months at a time. And there is a deep emotional impact that we need to deal with and really begin to think of how can we express ourselves and how can we deal with that experience in a meaningful way.
And so that then I think takes us to your art side, and especially art probably with a small a, with the whole range of art and how art interacts with the human. So then maybe before you actually get into a prescription, talk a little bit about the way you perceive that art, you know, reaches us and interacts with us.
Well, right now, most of our interactions for a very long time have been one-dimensional, and that is through technology. Technology in itself is not really interactive in the way as humans need to interact because it's a one-dimensional. And it's really very important that we are interacting in many different dimensions. And here, of course, we can talk about art and painting, but in music, for example, when we are playing an instrument, when we are engaging with our teachers or other students, and in any form, that way it is multidimensional. That is extremely important for our mental health. And we have given that up for a very long period of time. And now we need to find our way back to it. What I notice is that we experience a huge uptick in interest. And this is why, and I talk to other institutions, organizations who see something alike. And I think that society is aware of that we need more than what we've had the last year, and that actually human interactions are of great value, and that we cannot reduce ourselves to screen size experience because it doesn't really reflect the world as it is. And our children are very much impacted by thinking that the world they see is in that screen, and that is not really true. So the arts come in by really restoring multidimensional experiences. And music is very powerful. And then, of course, also it is reflective. And then, of course, it works on our creative skills. And that is extraordinarily important right now, understanding that our human resources, that who we are, finding solutions for the problems that we are facing, we need to dig deep into our creative resources.
And so that's good because you move toward the next part of the question too, because you mentioned certainly the societal and communicative aspect of the art, but then in the content of the art itself, and as you already said, it certainly encourages the creative. What about the other actual content that the art delivers to us?
Well, for art is reflective. So if we want to understand the soul of a society later on, and here's the archaeologist in me speaking, then we're looking at art to understand the sentiment of those times. And the context of the art is what really is a fingerprint of that experience. That is how we communicate who we are at that very moment. And that is, when we look at history, that is one of the key parts of information that we are looking for to understand what a society has gone through at that particular time. We see art, if society goes through great stress, which we are doing right now, be it warfare or be it, a natural disaster or anything else, then the art reflects that. And it helps society who has gone through that deal with its emotional input and create that message then for future generations to review.
And so, therefore, let's move a bit toward the practical. You certainly have your primary means of implementing some of your ideas through the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. So that and or other ways that you look around and want to suggest ways we as a civilization need to use art right now.
Well, one of this is, I think we need to really address values. You know, what do we value as a society? And I see a shift there because we were depleted of something that we'd have taken for granted. Now it's not there anymore, you know, or only partially there, and very suddenly we see, wow, we really need this. So for us, it means here, you know, of course, at the school, is that we're looking to create as much interactions as possible on any different level that we can, but we are also looking to inspire other institutions, working with the Music Conservatory in Coeur d'Alene and working with an emerging conservatory in Boise. So overall, to increase the value of culture and to increase the value of art. So it's not just a hot spot in an area, but actually that we create a culture of culture. I don't know if that makes sense that way as I say that. So for me personally, I, you know, will want a larger platform to talk to as many people as I can get a hold of, to for them to understand the value of the arts and its relevance, particularly right now. I will want to say, you know, we're not as a human beings, we're not consumers. We are poets and composers, artists, painters, and mathematicians, and that's where our happiness lies. And I think as a society, we really need to reflect on that so that we value the creative spirit of the human spirit more than maybe we have in the past. And I'm there to support that and speak to that wherever I can.
Karen Wiedemeyer of Sandpoint is the person with whom... who's bringing us all of these great ideas. And throughout this, and there's plenty to lament and plenty of problems, and you've certainly suggested them and suggested some solutions. What other aspects of unexpected silver linings have you encountered, maybe in the reactions, in some of the reactions of some of your students and who have found their humanity and their hope through this?
Well, I will say there's a new sense of joy, and that the students and the parents really have a higher sense of value and appreciation for their children to find something different to do than literally just looking at a screen. And anytime we offer them the opportunity of self-expression, it creates a stronger sense of balance within the child and overall maybe a greater sense of health within a family life. but the silver lining is that we, in the arts, on all levels, have that opportunity to really nurture what we're seeing, the emerging of a renaissance, and to create access to it. And I think it's really important is that music should have the highest level of accessibility we can possibly offer. So it's not just a random experience, but it comes alongside education overall. And that is where we need to speak to the value of it, because we see it impacting, you know, not just a student's academic productivity, but mental health and all of that. And the more we advocate for that and really understand, because right now we have the attention of parents and students who now understand what it feels like when they don't have it. That is a very unusual moment in our history right now, that we can talk to our students and say, remember when you didn't have what you took for granted? And there is suddenly a deep-rooted, honest appreciation for the arts coming back into their lives and for finding the means of self-expression. I would want to do one fun little game, and I would say, okay, families, if you have children, go and ask your child to create a message bottle. Have them write a poem, have them draw a picture, and have them write a little song. And that reflects how they feel about what has happened and transpired in their lives during the last year, and then bury it. And, you know, and create a message for the future, but also capture the moment and be self-reflective and then self-express.
It's a great idea, a really nice tangible idea of the message bottle. So kind of as we're wrapping up here, you and I are having able to spread this conversation to a wide range of people within our area, and you've spoken a few minutes ago about communications you're having with other music conservatories. Are there other ways that within the greater Sandpoint community you're starting to get this conversation going?
Yeah, I think so. I have a sense that we have the ears of many. And of course, we're just beginning to step out of, where we were needing to stay home and being more in isolation. But yes, I will definitely say that people are appreciating the school and the work here, at the conservatory. And I think we're beginning to see all the new people that are coming on board, and I will want to call them the heroes for us here, who are helping to advocate with a deeper understanding of what we are all about and what we are looking to share with as many people as we can and many communities as we can, because I do believe we can actually make a difference becoming a prototype and inspiring others.
Karen Wiedemeyer, the director of the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, and you've brought so many great ideas, both from the conceptual to the immediately practical. I'm going to conclude by quoting you from a list of suggestions of ideas that you sent to me when you raised a question for us all to contemplate over the next few minutes of, will we leave a rich legacy of paintings, compositions, and poetry, or will it be a thumb drive in the dirt? That's really a great concept, Karen. Thank you for that and for all these other fabulous ideas.
My pleasure entirely. Thank you very much. And to all of your listeners, get out there, paint, write, sing, dance. I look forward to hearing about it.
Good. And we'll keep in touch about that. Karen Wiedemeyer, thank you so much. Really appreciate
that.